Hey, I'm Drew.
And I'm Eileen. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.
Download an audiobook
for free
with a 30-day free trial.
That's right. Just visit audibletrial.com/AOIS21. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
That's right. You heard it here. You heard it now.
Faux free. Welcome to Two Girls, One Joint. I'm your host, Eileen Vega.
And I'm Drew Vincent.
Thanks for tuning in where we like to shoot the shit,
smoke the weed,
and keep it real. Hey, fans out there. It's Eileen Vega. I don't know if you remember me, but of course you remember me. I hosted your favorite podcast, Sexed, Vexed, and Perplexed. Pardon me, I've been on a little bit of a hiatus, but I'm joining you here today doing the same shit I've always been doing, which is smoking a joint and recording some shit and smoking some weed. Did I say smoking some weed twice? I did. Anyway, so welcome back. I'm very excited to be back on the airwaves for your listening pleasure, but this time I'm not coming back with Sex, Vexed, and Perplexed. It was a lovely, awesome, amazing time of my life in which I got to do a lot of talking about sex and being vexed and perplexed. Life is a little less horror-y these days as I've settled down a little bit. So, rather than continue on by myself, I have someone joining me who's been a very lovely, dear, dear friend of mine for a long time, who will be joining me in a new installation, a brand new podcast, and it's pretty much along the same vein. Smoking the weed, and keeping it real. Shit, I'm back, bitches. I'm high as shit. So anyway, I brought a dear friend of mine to come on here, back on the airwaves with me, because I just think, what's better than one girl smoking her joint talking shit? Two girls and one joint. So joining me now is the beautiful, sexy, vivacious, wonderful, soft, succulent, Miss Drew Vincent.
Hi, everyone. I'm Drew. Nice to meet you.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for having me, Eileen.
Oh, I could have you day, girl. day. Drew and I go way back.
Mm-hmm.
How long has it been? Shit. Oh, you need to like
Since
that?
College.
Just college. Fuck. And we old, you know?
Yeah.
I'm at that settled down age.
2008.
Yeah. Fucking. Damn, 10 years ago.
Is when we met. Yep.
It's been Fuck a long me. Time. It's, been 10 a, years. It's been a long time. I never left you.
A long 10-year friendship. But yes, thank you for having me. I'm obviously the biggest fan of modern horror, Sex, Vexed, and Perplexed.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to start on this new Two Girls, One Joint adventure.
Yes. Actually, if you guys remember, all my big Sexed, Vexed, and Perplexed fans, and even my OG fans of Dating as Told by the Modern Whore, Drew is in, like, all of those things. She's, like,
yeah.
A friend mentioned several times in my book, and
True.
She is also on several episodes of Sex, Vexed, and Perplexed.
Yeah, I came on, we talked about long-term relationship sex. It
was was way back in the day.
That was back in the day with another guest, too.
Yeah, it was before I was in a long-term relationship, basically.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the, my 3-month-long relationship or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was right at the beginning.
Yeah. And that other chick is married. I mean, is a mom.
Yep.
She is.
Yeah. I guess it's been 2 years.
Have you been on another episode? Weren't you with another episode with two of our other friends? About ghosting or something?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I was on that one, too.
She's my sexy voice friend.
I mean, I always feel like it's natural to sit here and talk shit with you.
I know.
Talk about fucking.
Aww.
Talk about food.
Babe.
You know?
Babe.
It's kind of just
it's
our
so
natural state anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, we go way back. I feel like we have, and this will come up a lot, for obviously, in our podcast, but, like, we have so much history. We have all these stories that are going to come together
Yeah, we do. And I think across time through our friendship, it's like we've been in different types of relationships at different times. Mm-hmm. So we have like very different perspectives on a lot of things, but also a lot of the same perspectives.
Yeah, for real. And also the best thing about Drew, you guys, is that she'll call me out on my shit. She'll be like, you're kind of exaggerating.
I mean, that's kind of...
Well, Eileen, I mean, he didn't curse you out. Yeah. She keeps it super 100.
Try to keep it real.
Try to keep it real.
Try to smoke the weed.
Shoot the shit.
And shoot the shit.
Yeah. So...
Yeah.
What made you want to come into, like, the full-time podcast scene? I know you liked being a guest... What made you make the transition, the full Monty?
I mean, yeah, I always liked being a guest. Half the time when we're sitting around smoking weed, chilling at your house, we, like, come up with really funny shit anyway. And, like, I know, like, sometimes you dabble in stand-up and, like, you use funny shit we talk about there.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of... I don't know. It's just fun.
You've always been in the fabric of comedy.
We've always been in the fabric, of each other's comedy, sex life, like everything. Like
that's true.
Yeah,
we have like close encounters of the vagina kind.
And we have. Wait, what? Encounters of our vagina. How so?
We just know way too much about each other's vagina.
We've pulled the switcheroos. We've done it all.
Oh man, like remember the one time we did the clock in, clock out?
That's what I meant by the switcheroo.
Yeah,
that could have sounded dirty. Really
switcheroo made me think of like I crawled under the blanket and just put my torso in your place.
That sounds like something that if we had thought of it,
we would have done it.
Trying to do it to some like random dude in college.
I know. Like, I know exactly the dude we should have done it to. The Turkish dude.
Which one?
The one you.
He was the first one I thought of.
We would have done it. See, oh my god, we're like soul sisters.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my god. Yeah. Anyway, so like we have this one. This is how you knew we would be friends forever, right? This is how you knew. So, I lived with Drew in college, and there was one weekend that this dude from, like, high school was in town, and he wanted to fuck me, right? Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, Drew had her dude in town.
Yeah. He didn't want to fuck dude was from town.
Right, but
from town, living.
He was around, he was around. But also, at the same time, someone wanted to fuck me. Mm-hmm. Someone wanted to fuck her, right?
And we both wanted to reciprocate the fucking as
right.
Well.
We didn't want to get in each other's way of fucking. And to be fair, just because I want to brag, I did fuck him in the car like four times.
Trooper. Always,
I fucked
trooper.
Him in the car a lot. And then he was like, "This is getting uncomfortable. Can we keep fucking in your bed?" And I was like,
"That's fair.
That's fair." And you still want to go, so.
So it was funny. One of us texted the other. We were each with these dudes saying, "Hey, I kind of wanted the room for a little while around this time." And the other person was like, "God damn it, me too." But so the best way
that's why I fucked in the car, right?
Yeah.
Oh, because you went first.
No, I was at a frat party. You were fucking in the car. He was there for a couple. You guys were just fucking in the car all the time.
Oh, that's true.
But at this particular time, like, you were already there. You probably texted me first, and I was, like, out at the frat, some frat party with this guy. And then we came, so you were, we kind of met up, because remember, it was all four
yeah,
of us
we,
in
like,
the room,
switcheroo.
And you had brought me pizza.
I bribed you, that's right. I got off of work, and I was
if you go
in the here, like, you guys can eat this pizza. And
just
me,
go away.
And my guy visiting town went into the dorm and just fucked. And I was like, we got 45 minutes or whatever. Yeah. And we fucked and we fucked and we fucked and we fucked.
And
then I was
there.
Like, and then I got, I was like, girl, ooh, you better pony up, man. She's texting me. And then we exited. They walked into our stank room.
And then we fucked.
And then they fucked.
And that was a nice day. It was just like really good. It was collaborative. We both are trying to get the
dick
and support the dick.
That is how world peace
That's get your girl laid, also get yourself laid. That's kind of right. Our motto.
Yeah, and that will be the theme of this podcast.
Yeah.
Get yourself laid.
Get your friends laid.
Get your friends laid.
Yeah.
That's a mantra we, like, subscribe to in everyday life. Yeah. I, like, celebrate. I put, like, balloons up when my friends get laid. I'm like, yay, get laid, friends. Very pro-laid. We're very pro-laid here.
Anything. No judgment. You
know. Yeah, and that's another thing. So there's the only, like, big change that I think is going to be a great coming from two girls, one joint. You want to hit this, by the way? So I think one of the good changes in coming, introducing two hosts is that we don't just have to talk about sex. Like, mm-hmm. It usually comes up because that's us. Yeah. But it's also going to be a lot of just whatever, shoot the shit, you know? Yeah. We'll talk a lot about stuff. Like,
come up.
Things, because we're two girls who like to smoke joints. A lot of stuff smoke probably joints. Gonna talk a little bit about.
You know, living our life.
Mm-hmm. Living our best lives, getting laid. our relationship with other things than getting laid, and how that makes us want to get laid. I don't know.
Drugs, food. But really just pot, right?
Yeah, really pot. We don't do much. We're kind of lame. We're too old to dabble.
It's too, you know.
You know,
I like to lay low.
Yeah, I like to lay low and record podcasts for you lovely people.
Exactly.
So, I'm pretty excited. Are you excited on this journey? How, like, truly, is this, like, different for you? Is this
it is different. I've never really liked to record myself I'm not really naturally good at that. But
I think you're doing
it. I think it's actually, because we're doing it together as friends, it's, like, pretty fun and chill. Aww. Like, low-key.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely like a camera shy type of person, usually.
Yeah, but don't worry, ladies and gents, she's a sexy one.
It's the right environment.
This is the right environment. We got our,
like,
munchies
order
here.
Food.
Yeah, we order food.
That's the main point.
We order food, we pet a kitten, we smoke a joint, and we have each other.
That's
aww.
True. It's beautiful.
So, I'm really excited. We're going to be on monthly.
Yep.
That means once a month. Yes. So, join us monthly, the third Wednesday of every month.
Yep. I think that's what they say.
So,
yeah, we'll be here.
We'll be here shooting the shit.
Shoot. Damn it. Smoking the weed.
Sorry. And keeping it real. You've been listening to Two Girls, One Joint.
Keep it real, friends.
For more episodes of Two Girls, One Joint, subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, TuneIn, Podomatic, and audio.aoas21.com. You can support this podcast either by buying an ad through AdvertiseCast or on the AOAS21 page on Patreon.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved. AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?